Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. How to build a consistent income through videography. So obviously in the last part, we covered how to build a consistent income with video editing. It's a pretty similar process. However, there are some pretty specific differences as well. So it's not the exact same process, or by all means, I would have included these two in just one, in one video, and you know what I mean, just done it all in that. But boom, split it into two. The points I'm gonna be going over overall are gonna be take as many bookings as you can, build connections, and then also develop returning clients. And those might sound a little bit bland, but trust me, give me your attention for a couple minutes and I'm gonna give you some, you know, useful information, or I hope so at least. I'm gonna try to, it's what I'm aiming to do, you know? So first off, take as many bookings as you can. If you're a videographer, and especially if you're starting out and at the more earlier stages, which I assume a lot of you are, you wanna take as many bookings as you can. Don't get picky. As long as, you know what I mean, you can see value in taking it, whether it will lead to more work or, you know what I mean, there's a significant price attached to it, whatever it is, just keep doing projects for as many different clients as you possibly can. And this will just put you in contact with a whole variety of different people, which you can build connections with. And building connections, obviously to build connections, you have to be taking lots of bookings to be, you know, around a bunch of different people involved in the industry. And essentially building those connections is how you're gonna basically get work down the road that you can't even see right now. And I speak from experience, believe me. Like, I'll tell a story that'll give you some context. I filmed a club for a guy who was like only a couple years older than me. By the way, live event videography is like a big thing that I shoot. Shoot a lot of nightclubs, a lot of live events. And I shot a club up in London for a guy. And basically, the night messed up, like, to be totally true. Like, he didn't get many people come through to the event. He lost money and he couldn't pay me for like a month or something. So this obviously made me keep in contact with him because I was trying to get my money, you know what I mean? I was trying to harass him for that money and, you know, constantly calling him and stuff because I was thinking he might have been trying to, you know what I mean, trying to screw me over or something like that. And through this process of me trying to get the money, we actually became pretty good friends. And we built a pretty solid, business relationship. And I met him well over a year. And that same guy actually went on to get hired at, one of the biggest clubs, or one of the most high profile clubs in London, known as Cirque Lacroix. And he got hired there as a graphic designer. And, I ended up doing a couple favors for him, and essentially he vouched for me super heavy to the people who run this club, which is a massive high profile club. They book every artist under the sun, like French Montana, Travis Scott, like literally everybody who's a commercial big artist. And he vouched for me heavy, and they ended up hiring me to do like 5 or 6 projects. I actually even was up in London about 3-4 months ago doing a project for one of their kind of like neighbor clubs, which they also own. And essentially, you know, just building that connection, which seemed to be a random relationship at first, that I was trying to get my money off this guy, whatever. Building that connection, that guy's just one story of multiple different people who I built a connection with, which have later gone on to help me in a way that I could have never seen in the beginning. So building those connections is going to enable you to get work down the road that you can't even predict right now. And obviously, like, there's no way of predicting that you're just gonna make a connection with a guy and he's gonna go and be in a position where he can help you again. You can't predict that, but the way you can kind of account for it, or the way you can set yourself up best to be putting yourself in those positions, is just building connections with people. And not everybody's gonna go and get hired at a big organization and vouch for you heavy and give you a bunch of work, but the 1 out of 20 people that do is gonna be worth it, trust me. So 100% build those connections. And then finally, develop returning clients. Develop clients that want not one video, but they want multiple. So you wanna get yourself in with, for example, a weekly event. That's something that I do. I shoot a lot of live events. I know I'm using that as a pretty significant, example, but I have a lot of experience doing it, so it's a pretty easy example for me to make. I'm tapped in with promoters who have, they rent a venue and then they have a different club night or a different kind of lineup every single month or every 6 weeks or so. So when I tap in with one promoter, if they like the video, which they do pretty much all the time, and boom, they're gonna keep bringing me back. So an example of that is I just shot a nightclub a month ago with my friend. I actually vlogged it and put it up on the channel as well. It's called Filming a Duddy Rave with my American homie. pretty funny title, but essentially I filmed that club and obviously they love the video so much that they're bringing me back in about 2 weeks again to go up there to Bristol and film them again. And that's just one specific client, but I've had, you know, consistent recurring people like that who've pretty much enabled me to build a consistent income from videography and overall video production. But boom, there we go. Another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast completed. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. I really hope you're gaining value from this. That's obviously the objective that I had in mind when creating this podcast. So, hey, keep cracking on with the podcast if you are. And if you're not, I'm sorry, I failed you. See you in the next episode.